Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, a magnetic service. We sit in a grand place. And before we begin, we wish to honor what has happened in here through the ages. All of the programs, not just those which you would claim to be spiritual. The ones where dancing occurred, music, worship. This stays in these places, dear ones, and helps to build a confluence of energy that helps those who would come for the next one. We normally say at this time in a first channel that there are those who would doubt that this is real. There always are. But we wish to move past that now and say to you who are before me and listening, this is a special time. What makes it special is that the energy since this shift is starting to become personal. How many of you were taught that God knows your name or knows how many hairs are on your head? And still, you remain apart from God. You say, oh, how nice that God knows me so well, not understanding the real message, that you are part of the Creator. That is why you are known. This is not in three dimensions, dear ones. It's not in linear thinking. It's not who you are. When you start to try to analyze the face of God, you realize there's no face. There can't be a face. The Creator of the universe, the one who created love itself, has no human face. What is the constitution of God? There isn't one. When the nature lover hugs a tree and the tree hugs them back, they feel Gaia. They feel the beauty of the planet as it hugs them back and fills them with love. And so how is it that you imagine spirit? The four channelings today, I want to create one theme. And that is from the standpoint of the Creator. How does the Creator deal with you? Now, in order to really understand this, human beings, you have to know that you really do have free choice. You have free choice not to believe anything that's happening on this stage. You have free choice not to feel the entourage that is here who knows you. You have free choice to ignore the hands that are out, literally from the creative source that said, aren't you tired of the problem that you brought here today? And you're free to ignore all of it. You're free to turn this down. That's free choice. You're also free to look and say, is it possible that spirit is bigger than anything I've been told? Is it possible that I was born magnificent and that all of this time I really didn't know it? How do I tell you this? Spirit does not necessarily have a personality. God does not have that which is human. But what God does have is love, compassion, more than you've ever felt, more than you know, a direct link to you. That's what you feel. We've expressed this before. But what about the human being who has free choice Does that mean that God then steps back and then lets you discover things? Or is there a bias in love? Is it possible that what you conceive as spirit or God is biased in love and doesn't necessarily step back and let you do whatever in free choice, but is always hovering there? And that's what we want to tell you. That's the hovering God. That's the one that lets you have free choice, but is right there in case you make decisions. So let's talk about that. Is it possible that God creates situations that might make you look? Now let's get the terminology right. There are those who say, I awakened. Others who would say, I was in black and white and I discovered color. That's the difference between walking around in a three-dimensional world with no concept of that which is multidimensional or that which is God, and one who has made that leap of faith and opened the box and said, is there more? Show me. The ones who are here today sitting in the chairs, in a vast majority, are the ones who are beginning to ask the questions. There are a few here just to look. There's no judgment of any of that. But here's what I want to tell you. Number one, God is so aware of you. And the bias is this, that all around you are signals and situations. If you want to look, you don't look upon a blank slate. You look upon love and compassion. It's almost like the entourage of the angels that walk with you are always waiting for you to look. To ask that question inside, is it possible that there's more to life than I was told? Is it possible that I am actually part of something bigger? Is it possible that I don't die, that my soul continues, that only the biology died? Is it possible that there's a plan for that soul? Not judgment, a plan, it's different. A plan that continues, perhaps even returns to the planet with new biology. That is what has been taught, even from the ancients, thousands of years ago, that indeed there is a cycle of life, a return. It's not new. Do you think it's possible? And if so, the big question, why am I here? If any of you have ever started that quest, I'll tell you, you got an immediate response, because that's what we wait for. You don't stand in a blank slate when you start asking these questions. There is a saturation of joy and love around you that says, you're looking, you're looking, you're looking. And the next thing, number two, we do is make sure you get a reaction. Make sure that there is something for you to feel or see in your own way. For my partner as an engineer, it's almost like we tricked him. We gave him a puzzle in life he could not figure out with a calculator. And he had to turn and ask the question, who are you? What's next? Is it real? And that created something he needed. And we filled him through so many chairs and events with emotion. It almost seemed like every time he sat down, he was overwhelmed with emotion. This is what he needed. The engineer, that's what he needed. And every single one of you is special and unique and needs whatever it is to prove God is real in your life. And some of you who are sensitive, you can feel it right now. You can feel this dripping with truth that God is real. God knows you. God is not a judging God, but a beautiful, serene, compassionate, pure love God that wants nothing more than you awaken into your own truth of magnificence and understand you are part of the system. You're not apart from the system. You are a part of the system. And that makes you part of all that is, which is the creation of the universe. Once you start awakening to that, the next step, you want to know what spirit does? We're hovering. What is going to prove it? Let's give them some synchronicities that they can't deny. Let's make things happen that they'll look at and go, wow, what a coincidence. And then it'll happen again, and they'll say, what a coincidence. And then it'll happen again, and they'll say, what a coincidence. And pretty soon they'll say, this is not a coincidence. And some of you needed to see that. You see, I know who's here. There's four of you here who needed to have a healing for you to believe in what I'm talking about. And that'll do it, won't it? When you'll turn inward and ask the questions, dear God, is there a God? Do you love me? Well, then why not this healing? And you got it. Four of you here. Maybe not in that exact way, but you know what I'm talking about. And you needed to see that, and you'll never return to disbelief, ever. Because you saw it work. You saw it work. There are others who come to this room to leave their burdens here, and that worked. Did you know it doesn't matter what building you're in or if you're in a field? It doesn't matter how you're dressed or where you are. If you ask the right question, spirit is there. Because you carry with you a piece of the creation. You can't hide from it. You can't be alone. And so that's the second attribute. That on our side of the veil, not only do we make it easy for you to look if you were to ask the question with free choice, but we also fill the cup. We start to fill the cup because you start understanding how it works. And the third part is we try to make it so you're never alone, and you know it, and you know it, and you know it, so that anytime you start doubting and go to your knees or stand up and reach to the sky, you're going to feel us. Because you're starting to cross that bridge. Those are the three elements I want to tell you right now about spirit and you. And we'll start talking about more in just a moment. It doesn't give us a face. It doesn't give God a face, does it? But it gives it a feeling. A feeling of forever. Oh, if you could know who you really are. How long you've been here, how many times you've been here. This is an awakening time. Everything is cooperating with you. We need you, old soul. We need you to move into that next phase of belief where you can walk out of here and feel peaceful about your life. Treat people differently. Start to have a countenance that doesn't match the situation. People will say, why are you so peaceful? What's going on? That's coming. That's it for now. Oh, we're not done. Three more times tonight we come to you. And the entourage will assemble and we will speak yet again of the glory of the human being. And the relationship to the Creator itself. Do you believe it? And so it is.